She smiled engagingly before she knew who I was. I'm Agent Cross with the FBI. I held up my ID, which included my shield. May I come in and ask you a few questions? It's important. Her tired face sagged.
It's about the car, isn't it? Lord, I wish I could just paint that thing or trade it in or something. I've been getting all kinds of embarrassing looks you wouldn't believe.
Her manner was more outgoing than anything I'd seen at the hotel, but she had the beleaguered, animated quality of a public school kindergarten teacher with way too many students. Yes, ma'am, I said. It is about the car. Just a formality. We're following up on as many blue Suburbans as we can. May I come in? It won't take long.
Of course. I didn't mean to be rude. Please, come on inside. Come.
I waved to Baker on the curb. 5 minutes, I called out, mostly just to let Ms. Wagner know I wasn't alone at her house. Hopefully, the unmarked LAPD units up and down the street were more invisible to her eyes than mine. I stepped inside and she closed the door behind me. Adrenaline shot through my body in an instant. Was this woman a killer, possibly an insane one? For some strange reason, I didn't feel threatened by her. The neatness of the house made a strong first impression on me. The floors were recently swept, and I saw no signs of clutter anywhere. A wooden cutout hung in the front hallway. It was in the shape of a curtsying farm girl with the word "Welcome" stenciled across her skirt. The relative disrepair outside, I suddenly realized, was the landlord's domain. This was hers.
Please sit down.